It is 4 o'clock, and I'm Jim Quinn, and this is a firehouse session. And I am very pleased today to have with me M. Green and Cameron Winter of the band Geese. And let's bring you guys in here. You're going to be playing at the Bishop Bar tonight, starting at 9 o'clock. And my understanding is the show is sold out.
I think so.
Yeah, so... We talked a little bit about before we came on. Big fan of your last album, and I think before we get into more discussion, how about if I play the opening track off of that?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
God of the sun, I'm ticking you down on the inside. When the Cayuga comes and closes my eyes, and we can die by the aircraft. Giving you the runaround. When the Ragnarok comes down and the sun and moon collide, we can make love in the end time. Meteor of peace, I'm trying to find the downside. Taking my love to the outside. You're my thunder in the nighttime. I'm making my way to the dark side.
Yeah, yes I am. I'm looking for a place in my life. Looking for a place in my life. And I'm looking for a place in my life. And I'm looking for a place in my life, baby.
And I'm looking for a way to the bright light.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes.
Generation roulette, I'm spinning you round again to life.
Okay, Cameron, so we were talking while that was going on about your vocals there, and you made the statement that you hope we had some listeners after we played that song.
Yeah, if anyone's left,
Well, you know, we've got some other stuff that we're going to play from you guys over the next 15 minutes. But and I do want to emphasize, I heard that one and I thought, yeah, I don't know who your influences are, but it sounded a lot like Rage or Offspring or somebody like that. And then I listened to later stuff, and there's a lot of soul involved in it as well. Tell me about your thought process in putting, you know, this album together.
Well, we had a lot of different thoughts. I suppose with that first one, we all sort of go through the experience when we listen to music on our own time of just losing focus or just sort of having it fade into the background. And, you know, every once in a while, maybe something happens that makes you re-center your attention on the song. And mm-hmm. I guess we just wanted to make, certainly for some of the songs, the thinking was we don't want people to have the option to sort of tune out.
Right.
Especially for that first track that we just played, we just wanted it to be like very everything front and center, giving lots of opportunities to get, you know, attention.
I think you succeeded in that. And, you know, we were talking about the drumming, but, you know, the guitar work by M here, I mean, that's pretty awesome as well. Now, do both of you write? Do all the members of the band write? Or?
Yeah, it's generally pretty collaborative when it comes to the, I guess, just the instrumental work and the guitar work, too, on the record. I guess for that song specifically, partly because it's the opening track, you wanted to, like, give a tasting of maybe a bunch of what is going to come for the rest of the record. So, you know, we have a lot of really in-your-face, distorted riffs, which is more in line with what Cameron was saying, trying to keep your attention, and then there's just a random lick or, like, high thing thrown in somewhere.
Right, so we have another cut here that is the antithesis of this. Let's go. This one is called I See Myself, and you go from the in-your-face stuff to something a lot more soulful here.
Since I was born, I've heard the voice of the Father. Goes in the one ear, on out the other. Hit me, baby, show me the floor. I was Cassidy's gun. She was his daughter. That was the country when we were young. And I was water, I was rum. I don't let her round the Thompson no more, for she wanna go back to the sky high, mother. I'm back in Trastevere, dancing the Seven Hills, cutting my brother's neck, grabbing the dollar bills. The day the cowboy cried and I gave up on life. Tear them up. I
That was not I See Myself. That was 3D Cowboy. And forgot about that tag there on the end, Cameron. I'll have to fill out a report on that one. But it's a good song.
I'm innocent.
No, he's not.
I'm innocent.
I want a lawyer.
Okay, well, we'll lawyer up and see what goes. Hey, we talked about the album a little bit, and you know, I mentioned during the break here that there was a wide variety here. That was more of a rock oriented song. The I See Myself is going to be more of a soul song, but I really like to see artists who challenge themselves with different works of art. And you were mentioning that, you know, it's what you guys listen to, and then you try to take it and take pieces of it and put it into your songs, you know, when and where you can. Mm-hmm. You've got a tour coming up. You're in the middle of it now, I assume. And I was looking over some of the dates, and, you know, you're here, and then you go back to New York for a few dates, and then you're down at Bonnaroo, which, you know, that's pretty cool. But it doesn't stop there. You're in Lollapalooza in August. You got three nights at Red Rocks in September, opening for King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard, which is a, you know, top you know, band as well. And then both Austin City Limits weekends with a trip to Mexico in between. You guys eat power bars, or I mean, there's a lot going on there. Plus, you've got those big venues coming up. How does that compare to what you've been doing over the last, say, 6 months? Got an answer for me on that one?
Yeah, no, I mean, we definitely scaled up a bit with what we're going to be doing this year. We've never really done this many festivals before, especially in the States. But I don't know. It's not like a headline show, but it is really fun, and it's generally outdoors, which is also nice. And it's in front of a crazy, crazy amount of people. And that is its own thing, and that's enjoyable too.
Yeah, and you get so much exposure off of that. People who may not have ever, you know, heard your album previously, and exposure to other artists who haven't heard it, and who's going to be spreading the word about it. So that's all good stuff. I've got time for one more song, and then we can wrap it up at about 20 minutes after. I will play I See Myself this time because it's one of my favorites off the album. I See Myself. This is Geese. I don't want you to my mind. That's awesome. I love that song. Hey, just want to welcome you to Bloomington again. And I've got M. Green and Cameron Winter, guitarists, vocals, and keyboardists for the band Geese, going to be at the Bishop Bar tonight. Concert starts at 9, and if you waited to get your tickets, it's too late. They are sold out. So good on them for selling out the crowd here. But as I mentioned, they got bigger venues coming up, and you'll be hearing a lot more from these guys. Really enjoyed the album. It was really nice getting to spend some time with you and talk about it. And, you know, good luck on your tour coming up.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, so this has been the Firehouse Session. I'm Jim Quinn, and my thanks to our music director, Abby Naruzzi, and our GM, Jar Turner. And we're going to turn it back to your normal programming.